Man, what's going on, people? It's your boy Woozilla, and welcome back to another episode of this Thoroughbred Talks. You would think by now that I would be up on what damn episodes I'm on. I'm not. I'd be forgetting all the goddamn time. That's what happens when your damn life be moving a million miles per hour trying to get in the process of getting to where you want to be. But we are on episode 38 because I just checked this, so we all straight. Any old way, y'all know the drill. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, rate this thing 5 stars. It's a thing on Spotify. Rate it 5 stars. And if you're watching the YouTube version of this thing, hit that like button and share it on all platforms. Say anything for listening to it, because I know you got them. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, motherfucking TikTok. I know some of y'all still use your MySpace. So MySpace, all that. But anyway, folks, this podcast is sponsored by me, myself, and I, as for usual. So make sure you cop some of that Woozilla merch. Link will be in the description box of the YouTube video and in the bio, the actual audio version of this podcast. Now, we got a little bit to talk about in the game of space and in the life space, things like that. And I also got some damn questions in via my damn Instagram and whatnot. I completely forgot to ask my damn Twitter because most of the time, y'all motherfuckers be acting like you don't see the shit any goddamn way. But in your motherfucking way, let's go ahead and get on into it. Now, first things first, first order of business is Microsoft's over here making power moves. I don't know if y'all been up to date or if y'all have been, you know, hiding and living under a rock, which a lot of y'all do, because a lot of y'all don't be in this gaming shit like me. You dig what I'm saying? But first thing is Microsoft has been acquiring many studios from like indie studios, things like that. One of their big boss moves was actually acquiring Bethesda. Now, Bethesda, while they do have a shaky history with their goddamn game, shit like that, as far as bugs and glitches, because people love to say, oh, well, what do you expect? It's a Bethesda game. I expect my shit to work. I digress. Bethesda does have a lot of games under their belt, such as, you know, the Fallout series, Elder Scrolls, that new game that's on the horizon, Starlight or something like that. That's actually a new IP. Rage, Wolfenstein. The list goes on and on as far as Bethesda games that they have. And a good thing about this is, if you know, for those of you again who are living under a rock, the Xbox Series X or the Xbox whatever you got is the best, you know, bang for your buck console. And I'm gonna continue about to get deep into this, because all those games that are you know owned by Bethesda, that Xbox now has because they bought Bethesda, are they on the Xbox Game Pass. And the Game Pass is literally like a subscription service. Pay like $10 a month and you get access to over like hundreds of games, and not no indie platformer. I'm talking AAA title type games. Like, we talking, I think Madden on that hoe, like a bunch of like throwback games are on that bitch. First party titles. So you get your money's worth. You dig? So that's dope. That's great. But Microsoft went ahead and pulled a whole power move on these hoes. They are acquiring Activision and Blizzard, or Activision Blizzard, whatever, however the hell you say it, because I think Blizzard bought Activision or Activision bought Blizzard. Two powerhouse companies. If you're a gamer, then you know what I'm talking about. They're about to buy them, and I think the deal is worth $71 billion. That's a billion with a B. You dig what I'm saying? That's big bank right there. But again, it's Microsoft. Every damn system on earth uses Microsoft unless you have a Mac. So, I mean, they got the bread, but goddamn, $71 billion to acquire them. And this means they got access to Overwatch. They got access to World of Warcraft. I think that's Blizzard as well. What is it? What's the damn space MMO type fucking game? I forgot. Starlight or Starfield. Of course, Call of Duty. You dig what I'm saying? And again, all these games are going to be available on Game Pass. And that means like whenever like the new Call of Duty drops, which we got some news on that as well, it's gonna be on Game Pass. So if you're paying that $10 a month, you get that whole for free. That's the best thing about Game Pass. Almost every game that comes to Xbox will be on Game Pass in some way, shape, or form, like, or at some point. A lot of games that like just come out are on Game Pass, like the new Rainbow Six Siege Extraction. I said Siege Extraction, like that new game. It's on Game Pass. When Back 4 Blood dropped, that was on Game Pass. Like, these new games be dropping on Game Pass, so you can literally try before you buy if you have Game Pass, because they give you, like, for like new people, you get like a month free and it's only $10, and you're saving over hundreds of dollars in games by spending just $10 for a month. You dig what I'm saying? So like, you really can't lose. But they acquired them, and now everybody is trying to figure out if that means Call of Duty is going to be exclusive on Xbox. I highly doubt it. I even think Phil Spencer came out and said that it's not going to happen as far as them going to make that shit exclusive. Anything, Xbox might get access to the content first, similar to how it was back on the 360 era. And, you know, just the world's going to keep going around, because I doubt that Microsoft would make Call of Duty an exclusive game, because then they'd be cutting out and or Activision be losing out on an entire market by not having it on PlayStation and shit like that. So big power moves. And if you are trying to figure out what next gen console to get, I highly recommend getting an Xbox first, because like I said, bang for your buck, Xbox Game Pass, access to a whole bunch of new games for only $10 a fucking month. You can't beat that. You dig? And on top of that, they got Discord. So for everybody who doesn't know, Discord's like a damn video or like a you know, like the party chat, how it was like an Xbox 360 and shit like that. Picture Discord is basically Skype, except with more options, customization, and just more fun, because you got voice chat, text chats, the whole shit, and almost everybody who you know and or talk to, whether it be your friends, some shit like that, are probably a part of a Discord or probably in somebody's Discord and shit like that. The link to my Discord will be in the description box below. But yeah, they got all that. And they're only adding more because they got EA access on Game Pass. So that's Need for Speed, Madden, Mass Effect. The list goes on with that. And as well as Ubisoft has Uplay Plus, which is basically, you know, their version of like the EA access and shit like that. That's supposed to be on Game Pass as well. So Game Pass is basically about to be the powerhouse of all things gaming. I mean, it kind of already is, but it's only adding to the catalog that it already has, just to basically emphasize the fact that if you are trying to get a next gen console, Xbox might be your way to go, because it's already hard enough to get one, and Xbox just gives you more damn options and more games for like a low fucking price. It's hard enough getting a damn PS5. An Xbox, I damn near see those things whenever I go to Target, because I pass my electronic section like I'm about to buy something. No, and I'm not, just look. Because they keep the pops actually over there too, which is kind of weird, but I digress. But every time I pass by there and shit, I see like an Xbox Series S. I actually seen an Xbox Series X like a week or two ago when I went there. Didn't see not one PS5, but I see Xboxes. So they're not as nearly difficult to get, at least out here, because I see them shits a lot, like a lot. So cop you one. Xbox out here making moves. I fucks with it. Know what I'm saying? Cop that thing. In other news, I think if I remember, I gotta check this damn thing. Where? I'm Sakai. Ooh, shit. Oh no, that was it. That's like the main thing I want to talk about was Xbox. Oh, now I remember. Now I remember. Because we're about to talk about Call of Duty. So Call of Duty, we have hope. Like, the longest time, Call of Duty has been a yearly release. Every year since I have been damn near a kid, we've had a Call of Duty. I say kid, I was like a teenager when I was playing Call. Was I a teenager? Well, a kid, fuck it. Just to cut the semantics. When I was younger, Call of Duty's been out for like Modern Warfare 1, 2, Black Ops 1, 2, Modern Warfare 3, so on and so forth. I remember playing Call of Duty ever. I don't need to put the foe on that thing, just literally ever. Problem with that is, once they acquired, you know, Treyarch, Sledgehammer, and then of course, everybody's favorite, or most people's favorite, except for me, I like Treyarch more, Infinity Ward, once like all three of those, they basically went on like this 3-year cycle. So if Infinity Ward released a game, that means Treyarch's gonna release theirs like after Sledgehammer, so on and so forth. So they're technically on a 3-year cycle, but we're still getting a damn Call of Duty game every single year. And that made the franchise go really stale and just really stagnant and just repetitive as hell, to the point where people just don't want to play it, aren't enjoying it. And it kind of lost that fun factor and that overall excitement, because we get one every year. So if we don't like this one, we're like, okay, well, at least we get one next year, just for it to follow the same exact pattern. Well, Word on these E streets is now that this isn't confirmed. It's just a rumor because it's been in talks that they are actually trying to get out of that 3-year cycle or that yearly release thing. So they're basically going to release one, go maybe 1 or 2 years without releasing another one, and then release one that following year. Similar to what Assassin's Creed did. Because if you remember what Assassin's Creed was doing, they became a yearly franchise. We was playing Assassin's Creed 1, 2, 3, Black Flag, Unity, Syndicate. Ooh, shit, we got so many Assassin's Creed like in a fucking 8-year span. And what happened with that game is the same thing that happened with Call of Duty. It got stagnant, stale, it got repetitive. Nobody was enjoying it. Nobody was having fun. It was just the same old, same old. Like same gameplay, same mechanics, nothing really changed. It was just the same thing, different main character essentially. So what Ubisoft ended up doing, which was a smart move, they said, all right, well, we're gonna take like 2 years off. There's not gonna be an Assassin's Creed game, so we're gonna make an entirely new one. What did we get? We got Assassin's Creed Origins, which had a new story, different main character, new mechanics, and better gameplay, and just an overall different game. And as soon as we got like Origins, we then got Odyssey, and then we got Valhalla. All three of those are great games with great stories, mechanics were fun, and then, you know, the customization just got better, as well as the DLC too. So essentially what Call of Duty might be doing, which we all hope, because it's only been proven that when time is taken in between games, that following title after that shitty ass game is better. So hopefully what Call of Duty does is that we don't see a new COD, because I think we were supposed to get one guaranteed like this year, like the Call of Duty, like Modern Warfare 2 or some shit we're supposed to be getting this year. But after this next one releases, I hope we don't see a Call of Duty to like 2024. That way we got motherfuckers have to live with this COD and play this hoe. Know what I'm saying? And then we can go to the next COD, because then by that following COD in 2024, it'll be good, flushed out, and it'll be like a breath of fresh air instead of the same bullshit that we've been playing for years on end. That's just the hope. They can do it. I mean, they've released titles that are near and dear to everybody's hearts. Like, motherfuckers have full-on arguments about what's the best COD, whether it be Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops 2, or in my opinion, my favorite is Black Ops 1. I stand on that. That to me is the best one. But, you know, same thing. Like, when folks are literally having whole debates and arguments about it, and shit like that over those three, like specifically, and no other COD, and like the things that those CODs did, you know, can be replicated. I'm like, come on, bro. Just give it that TLC. That's all we asking for from these games, especially COD. Cause like I haven't had fun playing a COD in at least, when did Black Ops 3 come out? That's the last time I had fun playing a COD. Modern Warfare was cool. Like, it was you know, one-shotting somebody, you know, with a deagle, straight headshot. That was dope. That was that fire. But it got hella stale and stagnant early goddamn quickly. I became sick of it and overall tired of the bullshit. You know, what was the one that Cold War? I didn't even really like the beta for real. And then I didn't even bother buying Vanguard because I'm tired of going back in time. And then before that, what do we have? We had Black Ops 4, fucking hated it. We had Infinite Warfare, hated it. And I think we had what? Black Ops 3, actually loved it. And then we had Ghost. Wasn't that bad of a game, I actually liked it. There were like 4 or 5 damn Call of Duty titles that I could not care less about those games. Let me go ahead and get my English correct. So it's like, bro, just take your time, just take a break. We don't need a COD every year, we get it. Like, I would say the same thing about 2K and Madden. I honestly would, but, you know, the reason why 2K and Madden don't get any better is because motherfuckers buy that shit every year, and that's because it's, like, the only game on the market. But even still, if folks didn't buy the game for a year, or hell, don't buy it for, like, the first, like, 2-3 months of that shit being out, I promise you would see a significant change. Like, it's funny to me, and I always get on this little tangent. It's hilarious to me how we all remember 2K18, how trash that game was. Even casuals, like folks who like don't do this content creation thing, don't even play like that off and on type shit, even like folks that I know on some shit like that hated 2K18. You realize how bad that game has, how bad a game has to be when even like the casual crowd does not like the game. Like the folks who don't stream it, don't record videos, don't really play online like that. And if they do, it's just like a couple games and get off type shit. That's how bad your game has to be when the casual, you know, dad who got two kids, who got a wife and two kids, know what I'm saying, want to come home, play a couple games, 2K with his coworkers or with his boys and get off type shit. When he's not playing your game, that's how you know your game is ass. And what happened? Right? Motherfuckers want to play the other shit. Everybody went to Fortnite for real. Motherfuckers went to Fortnite, fucking Call of Duty, Battlefield. Like, dude started playing Minecraft again. Like you realize how bad your game has to be for folks to just go everywhere else. And what happened? 2K put out a survey and asked, why did you stop playing our game? And everybody was like, this game is just ass for real. I'm saying, I started playing Fortnite. And one of the boxes I remember vividly literally said, I started playing Fortnite. The game was that bad. I'm not saying Fortnite was bad at that time. Fortnite was actually incredibly fun in around that 2017 or 18 region. It was great. But still, game was so bad, they asked us, what do we play? We're all playing Fortnite and other shit. We don't want to play this game. It's trash. Everybody dropped that game, and what have we got? 2K19. In regards to what anybody says, you know, oh, 2K19 wasn't that great. It actually really was fucking good. It was just a couple tweaks that need to be made, and that game would literally be like in that GOAT discussion. Both complained about stretch big shooting over point guards. You have to be the... Actually, a lot of motherfuckers just don't hoop. Because if Kevin Durant is playing Muggsy Bogues, he's shooting over him. Now, if Kevin Durant is playing Chris Paul, all-time favorite point guard. Yeah, he's my all-time favorite point guard. My all-time favorite point guard who's 6'3". Kevin Durant's like 7 foot. He's shooting over him. Y'all was complaining about that. 6'6", 6'7", you got like a little bit of wiggle room because your wingspan is long, you play defense on taller people. But y'all was like 6'3" and below complaining about a power forward or a center shooting over you. Shut up. Y'all don't hoop. But it's shit like that. We got 2K19 and it was great. You know why? Everybody stopped playing 2K18 and we basically voted with our wallets and showed that we're not gonna play no bullshit. When you tolerate bullshit, they give you bullshit. When you say we have a standard expectation for, you know, you'd actually, you know, take our money for us to spend money, then they're gonna actually respect it. But y'all don't, they're not gonna respect the dollar if y'all just buy it every year and complain about it. Like a dude really said, this was funny. Ronnie 2K, a dude put out a tweet and said, I haven't played 2K since like 2K16 or whatever, or some shit like that, right? Ronnie 2K, which is like the 2K public manager or some shit. Oh, I forgot the part, like media manager or some shit. He has some damn title he has to deal with the public. I forgot. I can't think about the top of my head right now. He basically said, bro, I pulled up your profile. You played 2K 17, 18, 19, 21, and 22. Stop the cap. And it was the funniest shit because like y'all need to stop lying for one, and for two, actually stand up what you said. Because I wasn't buying 2K22. You know who bought 2K22 for me? Biggie. That's because they needed their point guard. Well, they needed me to play PG. But I wasn't gonna buy that game. Like 2K23, I'm not buying it. I have literally zero interest to play 2K going forward. Zero. I played with almost every damn content creator I want to play with. I've got plenty of content on my channel from previous 2Ks. You dig? I'm cool on sacrificing my sanity just for some content or just for some clicks. I'm good. I'd much rather be happy making videos and game than be miserable, force myself to play a game just to get views and clicks. I'm good. I have zero. I'm not buying 2K23. Unless somebody buys that shit for me, I'm not buying. I'm not playing it. The only game mode that I actually play on 2K22 is my league. And that's because I can control my roster and control the league and actually input new characters, like as far as like, you know, anime created characters, all-time rosters, so on and so forth. It's more fun that way because then I'm not raging going against people who just want to all play the exact same. You dig? So I'm just saying. Vote with your wallets, people. Madden, I feel the worst for y'all because there's like no other competitor on the market and y'all are so stuck in a goddamn chokehold because, ooh, y'all got it bad. Y'all got it busy bad. But anyway, let's get on to some of these questions, things of that sort. I haven't been watching no anime lately. I actually got to catch up on Demon Slayer. Don't judge me. But Biggie asked me a question and I got my phone out. Biggie asked me a question today, actually on my stream. Make sure that you pull up to the damn live streams. That's twitch.tv/woozilla. Stop playing with me. Pull up to the goddamn streams. He asked me, how's my mental sanity after playing Crash Bandicoot? So I'm going to tell y'all like this. If you've never played Crash Bandicoot, don't. Just don't do it. It's a game that we thought was great, but I fucking hate it. That one's bullshit. But honestly, after playing Crash Bandicoot after some years, and I mean, like, I haven't played Ronakoff. I haven't played Crash Bandicoot before the Insane Trilogy. I haven't played it since I had my original PlayStation, and that was back in... That was a while ago. Fuck y'all. Ain't about to sit here and make myself feel old. But it's been a minute, and it's crazy to me that I'm like 27 now, and I realize how much of like depth perception when I was a kid never registered at all. It didn't register. I wasn't even thinking about it, wasn't even worried about it. It is what it is. I was playing that game and I actually beat that game too. And this was before I even had a memory card. I remember actually sitting down in my living room back when I lived at the old house for like 4 or 5 hours straight to beat that game. I don't know how I did that as a kid, because it has taken me 3 to 4 months to beat this game. Because it got remastered, I decided to play it from a walkthrough channel. So I'm gonna do 1, 2, and 3. I'm not doing 2 and 3 until I'm probably gonna do 1 a year. So I'm gonna do 2 next year in 2023. I'm gonna do 3 the year after that in 2024, and then I'll play 4 in 2025. Bro, like, that game, it cheats. And like I said, your depth perception as a kid was so much more different than it is now. Because I'm missing jumps that I'm like, bro, how do I not make this? I'm dying off of BS. The hitboxes are on some other bull. Like, bro, ain't no fucking way that I played this as a kid and had fun. Like, my mental sanity playing that game, I've never been so off, like, on tilt. Like, I was planning on streaming, like, 2 hours, maybe 3. Cut that stream down to 1 hour and 19 minutes today, because that game pissed me off in ways I didn't think was fathomable. That's how mad you got to be for a game to make you rage so much where you just become calm. In my last video, when I actually beat the game, y'all gonna see it when I upload them, when they're uploaded on my walkthrough channel, Woozilla Walkthroughs. I literally did the last boss fight singing. Just sitting there singing, playing, and calm as hell, and I ended up beating it. Didn't even want to celebrate. I was that mentally drained from it. So my psyche right now, like, my mental is all fucked up. Like, that game really took the fun out of me. I was already having a pretty mediocre to a shitty day, like, midstream, because I just read some bullshit that just irritated me, and my spirit was kind of fucked up like around 2 o'clock today. So I was kind of already on tilt. That game just broke the camel's back for real, because and the fact that the developers made that game intentionally more difficult, I want to swing on them. I really want to swing on them. Like, like, y'all don't understand, people. Y'all don't understand how rage inducing that game is, because you think that you're doing good, and then the game just says, hold up, we're gonna change the camera angle and raise it just a little bit and slow the frames down, that way when you jump you actually shortchange it and you don't jump all the way across this platform. Fuck that game, never playing it again. I'm not. If I could uninstall that game, I would, but I still got a whole 2 other games to play in the years to come. So other question. This one's asked by my boy Jordan. Shout out to the homie Jordan. I actually need to play more Apex with him. This dickhead. All right. So, preface. Jordan, like, I have maybe a grand total of... Maybe 4, like 4 of my friends are, like, literally family. Like, they're, like, my brothers for real. Jordan is one of them. I mean, y'all heard, if y'all been into live streams and whatnot, you've heard the stories I've told about us too. I'm actually telling them on here too, because we got some stupid shit before. They're my fault, but whatever. But I might tell the stories on here. But that's my dog. He's kind of like the better half version of me. Like, if you know, so I'm gonna give y'all a reference. You know, Bad Meets Evil. You know, Eminem, Royce the 5'9". I'm bad and evil at the same time, and he's kind of just like my supervision, because I'm liable to say and or do some dumb shit. And I'm not talking, you know, stand on top of a damn, actually stupid shit, skydiving, never fucking doing that shit. I'm not talking that type of stupid shit. I'm talking like we might be out having a couple drinks, having a good time. Somebody might say something to him. He'll brush it off. That's my brother. I'm not one for you to disrespect my family like that. So I'm gonna say some shit back. It's go time. That's me. And then Jordan's the one telling me to calm down and saying we're leaving and literally trying to pull me, and probably could pull me out the club or whatever bar there we're at. Talk about some relax. It ain't that deep. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. Fuck him and his mama. It is that deep. I won't beef. Like, that's me. Because you're not going to disrespect my partners. I'm just not for the bullshit. That's the type of dumb shit. Like, he's my better half for real. Because where I might go off and be on 10, he's the more cool, calm, and collected one in certain situations. He's that for me. We all got to have that friend. That's Jordan. I was the best man at his wedding. That's my brother. Love him to death. So, he'll ask me some stupid shit. And this was a dumbass question, because like I said, I took questions on my Instagram. Next, I'm going to take questions on both my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Like, all three platforms. So I could actually garner all of them. But this motherfucker asked me, is the berry... He said, if the berry is darker, does that make the juice sweeter? When I said he asked me dumbass shit, this type of dumbass shit he'll ask me. I love you, Jordan. I really do. But like I said, I'ma fight you when baby girl turns 18. I need my fade. And you know why I need my fade. I need my fade. So, yes. Know what I'm saying? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Alright? Know what I'm saying? Yes. Always. Motherfucker. Ooh, I hate you. Love you to death, my boy. You know I do. You know I do. But when I see you, if I throw my shoe at you, you know why. You light-skinned bastard. And okay, fuck you, Jordan. All right, and next question is by one of my little homies, Godson. You know who you is. I'm gonna tag you when I actually post this. He said, "What's your podcast about?" So for whatever reason, this is like, I'm not mad at him. I'm not really mad at anybody. This is kind of like one of those more aggravating things, only because I posted my podcast. I think I've even posted clips of my podcast before, like on my Instagram and shit like that. And something like this only proves that motherfuckers will just watch and just click past your shit or double tap it and not even listen to it. It's aggravating. But fuck it, I'll answer. My podcast is about gaming and my life and just random life advice and whatever questions I may get throughout the week that I just feel are podcast worthy. So this podcast is basically my own like little safe space therapy session shit right here, where I talk some shit. I'm eventually gonna bring on guests, and we're gonna have conversations about pop culture, things that's going on in the world, so on and so forth this year. But this podcast primarily focused on just chilling, talking some good shit for about 45 minutes to an hour. That way I can basically get everything out, and then we're gonna continue on every week, every 2 weeks, so on and so forth. That way, know what I'm saying, whenever I bring some shit up or some shit happens in the world, I talk about it and you get my perspective. And that way I don't have to worry about somebody asking me months or like a week down the road about, oh, what do you think about this, motherfucker? I talked about it on my podcast last week. You feel what I'm saying? And when I say any and everything, I mean, this is my podcast where I talk about any and everything, how I'm feeling, whether it be relationships, life shit, random stories, bullshit I've been through, the whole shebang a bang. Like, I just covered the gaming shit. Now we're in the life section and shit like that. Now we just killing. Now we just chilling, kicking it, talking some shit. Because I've answered questions like on my stream more than I have my podcast, and need to do a better job on that. But that's basically what this podcast about. We just chilling, kicking it, talk about some game and some nerd shit, random shit that I've seen during the week, throughout the day, and just storytelling. So it's basically a conversation with your boy. And a lot of y'all actually know me for real, but a lot of y'all never actually had a full depth conversation with me. So y'all know of me, you don't really know me. Y'all, for those of y'all who know me, y'all know how I get down. I can talk about any and everything. I give you advice on almost any and everything because I've been through a lot of bullshit and a lot of good shit in my life to basically give you perspective and an unbiased opinion to the best of my abilities. So that's what my podcast is about. You want to have a conversation or you want to know what I think about some shit? Get to the right place. For instance, I remember I got a question before, and this was before I started doing like content for real. I was talking to, I just want to say his name, but I was talking to somebody, right, who socially awkward, doesn't have good conversation skills, and was basically trying to figure out how to basically get attention and get females' attention, so on and so forth, get girls to like him. So what was brought up was the fact that I can be funny and I'm funny and charming and shit of that sort, right? I had to be honest with him. You can't teach funny. It's either you got it or you don't. What you can develop is a personality and good conversation skills. Not everybody could look at the world and find the funny in everything. Not everybody could make somebody laugh at somebody's shortcomings and make it in a way that they don't get offended by it, but can laugh at it. Not everybody can do that type of shit. It's a gift. So if you're not funny, you just ain't got it. But that doesn't mean that you can't be good at conversating. You can't be interesting. No. Hell, in some cases, if you're interesting or if you look at something from a different perspective or interesting light, you might actually get a giggle. But as far as like making somebody actually laugh to like the point where their ribs hurt or like, you know, like one of them drunk uncle type laughs, I can't teach that. People who are funny just can't teach it. It's just something that is just there. And there are motherfuckers who are way funnier than me. That's why I'm not in comedy. I am local funny. I am kicking it funny. I am party funny. And I am one-on-one funny. But as far as entertaining an entire crowd of 100,000, 50,000, like, you know, stand-up comedy type shit, that's just not me. That's just not me. So I told him that. And I'm all like, you can develop everything else. It's like, just be interesting. Like, whatever you're interested in, I guarantee you, whomever you're talking to, you can get them interested in. Or if you show how passionate you are about something without being weird, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all know what I mean by being weird. Without being weird, my folks will listen to you. I mean, for fuck's sake, dudes will talk about sports for hours. Hours. And don't get me wrong, I love sports. But my folks will have a who's the greatest, LeBron, Kobe and Jordan debate for fucking hours on end, and folks will listen to that shit. So you mean to tell me you can't think of I'm not talking about the folks who do that shit. If that's your prerogative, that's it. But I'm like, if you mean to tell me in your life there's nothing that you are interested in or passionate about that you could make interesting to somebody who you're talking to, whether it be a book that you're reading, which is why I recommend people read books that you're reading, music that you listen to, writing, games, comics, something. You have to be interested in something. Hell, dancing, art, literally anything, find it. I gotta explain it. Like, I literally had to sit there and just break down, like, bro, there's more to life and getting attention. And I'll be honest, having a bunch of attention on you is kind of overrated. Like Royce of 5'9 said it the best. I say this quote all the time. Nigga, you hustling to be seen. Nigga, I'm grinding to disappear. That's me. I want to get to the point where I could really put people in positions of power behind the scenes where, you know, I'm doing some shit, but I'm not necessarily in front of the camera all the damn time. That's the goal, where I could put people on without being seen for real. I could be like, all right, here's my platform. You know, come on, we gonna get you right type shit. Or, you know, another one of my goals to actually have a scholarship and shit like that. Like, I actually really do want to like give back to those less fortunate, shit like that. Have like a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship or whatever to help, you know, somebody get, you know, cover some college expenses, shit like that. I want to have my own like basketball team and shit, like my own like little league basketball team. I got a lot of shit that I like really want to do in my life to give back and give folks an out and a way out, and also something to do to keep them out of the bullshit. You dig? That's my goal. So I'm like, bro, you could be passionate about something, talk to somebody about anything, to have a conversation. But, oh, you're socially awkward. You're going to have to get over that at some point. You have to just open your mouth and conversate. the way you stumble over your words. I do it all the time. Y'all literally heard me do it at least 8 times in this podcast. I have a really bad habit of talking backwards sometimes. Like, I'll say my entire sentence on some Yoda type shit and say it backwards, like, I fucked that up, let me redo it, and then say it the correct way. It happens. Not gonna be perfect. Not everybody's a radio host. Even rappers fuck up. Poets fuck up. You're socially awkward. Learn just how to say hi. Hi, how you doing? My name's Wu. Boom. Conversation opener. What are you into? What do you like doing? So on and so forth. Like, like you gotta break out of that shyness. You kind of have to learn to just talk. Because the sooner you do that, the better off you'll be. Because not everybody's gonna hold your hand. You're not gonna be in school forever where you just see everybody. It's actually easier when having a school to develop those type of skills, because you're always around the same people for what, six, seven months out of the year. That type of shit. Shit like that is what people gotta learn. But yeah. He said, and then the other question I got is from another person, homie David. He said, what's your podcast going to be about? I just answered that question right now, but my podcast is basically my life, giving advice, and gaming. Things that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about my life, I'm passionate about helping people, and I'm passionate about gaming. So that's what I talk about. And every now and again, there might be some type of pop culture thing that I might find interesting that I want to talk about, and I might want to drop a story that might relate to whatever I'm talking about. Like, this is actually kind of funny. Cancel culture. I think cancel culture is the funniest shit ever. And this is why I think it's funny. Motherfuckers cancel people that they already don't like. I put the equivalence to how people were like boycotting, like, you know, Gucci and Louis Vuitton when they came out like with the blackface offensive shit. Like, it's easy to boycott something y'all couldn't afford anyways. But if that's the case, I boycott Gucci and Louis every goddamn day. I can't buy that shit comfortably. So yeah, I'm boycotting them. Well offended. It's shit like that. Like, y'all boycott people y'all already don't like, or y'all cancel quote unquote people you already don't like. Like, my favorite example of this was, I want to say last year roughly, they were trying to cancel Eminem over some old songs. I think it was Love the Way You Lie with Rihanna, which was again fucking hilarious. Like, do you hear what he's saying? And this is a whole TikTok thing. And like, yeah, we gotta cancel him. This is misogynistic, blah, 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 blah. Motherfuckers love throwing out that damn word without even knowing what it means and using it in the correct context. It's thoroughly enjoyable seeing it on the internet. But they were saying all this bullshit, and I swear to God, they were using that song FACK, F-A-C-K. They were using that song as a TikTok trend. And at the same time, Venom, the song from the Venom soundtrack, they're using that as a TikTok trend. They're trying to cancel him, right? But they're using his songs. You can't make this shit up. Like, cancel culture is so funny to me because they cancel what they already don't like, and it only lasts for about like a week or two. It only lasts for like a week. Like, if you're a celebrity, if you're getting canceled, just stay off the internet for like a week, and everybody's gonna forget about you to move on to the next person. Like, it really doesn't do anything. Like, folks never want to cancel or do something about actual evil people or people who need to get the fuck up out of here. Like, you know, the folks who in Hollywood who, you know what I'm saying? Or you know who else, you know, the person Dave Chappelle made fun of. Fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. You know, R. Kelly and shit like that. That type of wild shit. Like, R. Kelly got the fuck out the paint. Bill Cosby got the fuck out the paint as well. Like, only them two for real. But that's way, I think that was even like way before cancel culture too. But it's like, y'all don't go after like the people who, I'm not gonna say who really need it, but y'all don't go after like the, like, all the people who actually need to get out of here. You hear one thing and just want to cancel them, or y'all get offended at something by seeing a clip, which is my favorite. Y'all see a clip, don't even get the full context of the thing, and just want to cancel somebody. I think it's utterly hilarious, because it's almost like every week somebody else is getting canceled or getting threatened to be canceled. And it's like, you know how you beat cancel culture? You just don't give a fuck. You just don't care. Once you stop caring, like, oh, y'all canceling me, okay. Like, they were trying to cancel the baby or whatever. And granted, his comments that he did say was wild as shit. Even his apology was dumb, like PR heavy. He didn't write that and shit like that, right? Not justifying it at all. But this is what I find funny. Oh, we're canceled, baby. We're not gonna listen to his music, blast album, whatever, whatever. This motherfucker ended up dropping a single like a week or two later, and that motherfucker did like, I think, like a million streams or shit like that. Like, it still did numbers. That cancel culture shit means literally nothing. And it's funny because like folks put in so much effort, time, energy to not get canceled for people who don't even like them, don't even really care about them, and are just miserable. Like, y'all could put that energy in so much more positive stuff, whether it be supporting somebody that you do like, supporting somebody on up and up, or in your own like on your own like, you know, adventures and shit like that. But you much rather take a clip that you heard or something out of context, or just go at somebody because they said something that you don't agree with. Like, what happened to just carrying on about your day? You realize how much bullshit I will see on my TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and I'll just keep scrolling. I'm like, oh, I don't agree with that. I don't feel the need to voice my opinion on it all the time. Like, all right, I'll just keep scrolling. Whatever. Like, I'll see something on my TikTok I don't like. All right, scroll. See something I don't like? Scroll. And if I really don't like it, like the person like saying some wild shit, like some off the wall, defending racists, you know, actually, you know, being misogynistic, you know, degrading women type shit, like some real wild shit, then I'll just block that person and keep it pushing. What happened to that? What happened to just securing your peace? What happened to doing that? Like, I'm all about my peace and making sure that my soul, my spirit, and my psyche is straight. So if I see something that's disrupting it, I block them or I keep it moving. Because even sometimes people that I do support and do like might say some things that I just don't agree with or I don't like. I'm not going to call them out their name. I'm not going to make a 2-3 hour video about it or make a video about it at all. On some shit, if it's like to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm fuming, I'm just gonna, all right, you know what, whatever, block or just keep it scrolling. If it's something I'm all like, you know, I don't really agree with that, and I feel like there could actually be an intellectual conversation, then I might make a video, and I'm talking about TikTok, I might make a video on it, or I might, you know, leave a comment like, I see what you're talking about, but try looking at it from this perspective type thing. I might do something like that. But I'm not gonna go out my way to call you out your name, say something crazy, or, oh, you're canceled, or you're fucking stupid. I'm not gonna do that shit. That shit's corny. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that we live in this crazy social media, everything online, internet ass era. Because when I was younger, and like a lot of my listeners were younger, we came from the, you know, knuck if you buck, I'ma catch you for real type era. It's on site type shit. So, like, if somebody says something crazy about you or to you and you got wind of that, you gonna see them. You gonna see about what they talking about. Like, that's what it comes down to. So, like, motherfucker said, and I've seen this happen a lot, like high school and middle school and so on and so forth. You know, if word got out that such and such called you a bitch and you know them, like, you know what class they got, know where they stay, you gonna see about that. You feel me? If somebody says something to your face, that's the thing, motherfuckers will talk shit to your face as well. You gonna see about that. You gonna handle it right there on the spot. If you got wind of some motherfucker just running their mouth, you gonna see about that. You gonna be like, all right, bruh, you gonna catch them at the class, gonna catch them at the bus stop, you gonna catch them at their house. Like, motherfuckers would really pull up at your crib for real and tell and ask your parents, like your mom and them, you know, is such and such home? And you gonna come outside and run the fade. Like, bro, that's what I came from. And the funny thing is, everybody's, you know, protected behind the screen, you know, keyboard warriors, shit like that. So they just say some wild shit because there's no repercussions. There's so few stories, to my knowledge, of where people actually get pulled up on. And those stories to me is like, yes, stop running your fucking mouth. Like, we really need to go back to the days of, you ain't got nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. Because a lot of y'all just run your mouth and just think the shit's funny or quote it as trolling when you're just really just being a bitch ass nigga for real. Like, straight up. Let me know when I'm lying. Because that shit's annoying. Because, like, on people that I fuck with, like people who actually know, actually have like a bigger name and so on and so forth. Would I be like seeing like what they tweet, post, whatever? I'd be looking at their comments from time to time, because that's my, that's kind of like my sick way of, like, I call it virtual cutting. Like, that's what it is. Like, for some reason, like, my brain just wants to just feel or like see some stupid shit. I don't know why. But look at the conversation, people, like, people talk, be talking crazy to him. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then I have to think about it, like, oh, that's because you know that there's no immediate repercussion off of this, aside from them just either commenting, quote tweeting, calling you a dumbass and blocking you, or just blocking you on the spot. Like, there's nothing else that, you know, really comes out of that. You just are miserable and you're just like, oh, I'm a fuck with him because it'll make me feel better. No, you look stupid, and this is what happens. We don't have a father figure in your life. Stand by that. When you don't have a father figure or strong parents, dog, you just do dumb shit like this and think it's okay. Y'all motherfuckers is corny. The reason why I don't give like hate comments, shit like that, because even on my TikTok, I got a couple of them. I just block motherfuckers for real. I don't even really hesitate to comment back. I just block them. I live by the quote that Lil Duval said, I refuse to let a fuck nigga get famous off of me. Stand by that. So I'm cool on giving negativity and bullshit attention, because that's what you want, and you're just not going to get it. It's going to block you. You're going to be like, oh, I was going to the next person. You don't have to go on to somebody else. You take that shit here, you're going to get blocked. Done deal. Done dealy, Baba. Done dealy, Roski. I ain't got no time for the fuckery. But that's all I got for today's podcast, people. I appreciate everybody who came. I appreciate everybody who came through. Ain't that some shit? This shit ain't even live. This shit being recorded. Y'all got to excuse me. But I appreciate everybody who listens to the damn podcast. Dig what I'm saying. Make sure that you cop yourself some of that Woozilla merch. It is available at teespring.com/Woozilla. Like I said, there'll be a link in the description box of the video. Make sure they rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And if you are watching the YouTube video version of this, that you hit that like button, leave a comment, and any other questions that y'all might want to ask me, and it could be literally any and everything. Y'all literally seen the type of questions I get. Drop some things in the comment section, DM to me, so on and so forth, and I'm answering them on the next podcast that I do record. And with that being said, folks, remember, be nice to yourself, drink water, and y'all have a good one. I'm out.